Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with the connection between the farm, the food, your family, how it all gets put together. Happy to be here with the ability to share things that are important to me because of my own farm life, my own farm background, with you who have a similar connection. We all have to eat. And so that's really, more than anything else, what connects us all. So I begin the program with some items, the news desk, looking over what's happening on farms around the country. A couple of animal activists accused of breaking into a factory farm near Milford, Utah, and stealing a couple of pigs. They've been found not guilty. I was about to say they're found not guilty in a unanimous jury decision. The judge, a fellow named Jeffrey Wilcox, announced the decision to acquit Paul Darwin and Wayne Swing of charges of felony burglary and theft. They were part of the animal welfare organization Direct Action Everywhere. They both took the pigs, posted videos of the factory to show what's happening in the hopes that it would, quote, resonate with people. The piglets were taken from the largest pig farm in the nation, owned by the Chinese government, Smithfield Foods. From China, it's called the WH Group, which is the subsidiary of the Chinese Communist government that's in charge of food. Every defendant faced up to 5 years in prison if they had been convicted. One of these fellows was a Northwestern University law professor. He represented himself at the trial, said that there's a big difference between stealing and rescuing, and they apparently proved their case. So this is another black eye, as well it should be. The Chinese government has no business owning Smithfield Foods. No business. None. Zero. That's in my book. Here's a farmer in Michigan who says that he didn't know that he was adding human waste into his manure. The dumping of untreated human waste on his land was an honest mistake, he said. His name is Andy Stutzman. He owns Country Gardens in Houma, near Lansing, Michigan. The farm is going to halt all farming and selling any of their products and produce for the rest of the year. The soil will be tested, and they'll take appropriate action. So what do you know about food safety? The question is begged here. I haven't used human waste, but I have used the end product from human waste after it's gone through the process, mixed it with other manures, and it has been quite effective. The difference between that and this is they were putting human waste, untreated human waste, onto land. I mean, come on. You know what's in that stuff? It's been cleaned up. Oh, my God. Now, whether it's an honest mistake or it isn't, at least this brings it to the surface, because this sort of thing has been done. But it does create, I'm not one who believes in all of the ya-ya and hoo-hoo that comes from environmentalists about contamination, but this does create, it does produce a problem of potential contamination. Apparently, the Department of Agriculture in Michigan went to visit in a routine. They have, you know, we all have our farms and at least once a year inspected. I know in Massachusetts, I do. They come check out the animals. They see what's going on in the pastures and what our practices are. It's okay. I don't have a problem with that. There are apparently 20 locations in Michigan that have been. They sell produce on their farm, and they also sell locally to some of the food chains, the local food chains there, and there. Obviously, are going to stop selling that stuff. No illness is reported. But, you know, this kind of stuff can cause, untreated waste can cause hepatitis A and E and all kinds of infections. This is the best way. It's sort of surprising. Was it really an honest mistake? I don't know. But it's something that shouldn't happen. I'm a great experimenter. I believe that we ought to, you know, try different things. But you know, common sense would tell you that human waste that hasn't been treated isn't something you'd put on the land. I would hope there'd be somebody somewhere that says, oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. A lot of conversation over the last couple of weeks about what's happened as a result of the hurricane. I think I told the story of the Dakin family down in Manatee County. 250 cows were killed after the hurricane came through there. There's been a great outpouring from the local folks and also from people around the country that may have heard this story on this program. So congratulations to you if you've decided to give to help. Farmers need to help other farmers. Farmers need to stay together. So when these sorts of things happen, we all kind of reach out. And I'm going to repeat what I think gave you last time we were together, the Hurricane Ian Relief Fund for Agriculture. Donors can make your checks payable, and I've checked this out through attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who does another radio program with me every week. He is a lawyer, and he also has the website scamicide.com, so he knows about and follows any of the scams that are out there, and so this doesn't come under that category. This passes muster. The Hurricane Ian Relief Fund for Agriculture, helping with losses, farmers like this guy who lost 250 dairy cows. You can send the checks to Florida Farm Bureau, Hurricane Ian Relief for Agriculture, Post Office Box 147030, Gainesville, Florida. The zip is 32614. I believe that address is posted on the Good Day Show, the Monday through Friday program I do, gooddayshow.com. But again, I'll repeat it. You can get it. Donors for the Relief Fund for Agriculture, payable to the Florida Farm Bureau Women's Fund, Hurricane Ian Relief, Box 147030, Gainesville, Florida, 32614. So that's our news wrap of the week. In a moment, we get into what goes on. What does it take to make a good informative newspaper for farmers? We'll get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
23 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Philip Gruber, who is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster Farming News, the newspaper that so many people in the Northeast subscribe to. I will admit, Philip, if I may call you that, the newspaper has been on again, off again with me. I've subscribed to it, and I found that the only reason that I stopped subscribing is there's so much in it. There's so much information, I didn't have time to read it all. And that certainly isn't a criticism, because farmers need to have as much unbiased, unslanted information as they possibly can, and the Lancaster Farming newspaper is certainly a way to get that. Now, let's do a little bit about you first before we talk about some of the things that Lancaster Farming is interested in. By the way, the website for Lancaster Farming is lancasterfarming.com. So what's your background? Are you a farm guy?
No, I'm rural Lancaster County, PA. Of course, Lancaster County is the largest ag producer in the state of PA.
Yeah.
And one of the big ones, you know, even nationwide. So, of course, we have a big poultry sector, big dairy, tobacco, produce, all kinds of things going on in Lancaster County. But so I grew up around all that. Not really, I didn't work on farms, but, you know, it's all around me. And I was looking to get into writing, you know, and I connected with the Lancaster paper as a freelancer covering township meetings. So I was able to transition from that into you know, a staff position in Lancaster Farming, and it's I've been here 9 years now.
So the impact of various things, like when I was in Lancaster this past spring to pick up something that I bought at an auction, and I was my girlfriend from college was from Lancaster. You may remember the Huber family. They ran the stockyards. Have you been around long enough to remember the Hubers running the stockyards in Lancaster?
To my knowledge, in my experience, the stockyards have been mostly gone from my history, but I do know where you're talking about.
Yeah. So the point that I'm making is that now there are a lot of Amish folks in Lancaster County, and they seem to have really put a spirit or an edge, if you will, on farming there. How much do they influence what's written, because they are a big influence in Lancaster County anyway. So how much coverage do you give to them and their farming methods, and are they that much different from people who aren't Amish, other than not using tractors and stuff?
Well, yeah, there is an interesting amount of variation within the Amish Plainsett community, including the various types of Mennonites and other types of Anabaptist traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those groups really do provide a lot of strength to the ag industry in Lancaster County. If you think about it, we're really not that far from the population centers in Philadelphia, Baltimore, some of these other places.
Right.
And we have 500,000 people living in our county. And so there's a lot of development pressure, and we're succeeding in part because of all of these people here in the Plainsett Church.
From my observation, it goes through Ephrata and over to Harrisburg. That whole area is, I think, populated, and the farming is excellent. There's nothing better, from my point of view as a farmer, than driving through, let's say, going on 81 and taking some of the side roads that go over into Lancaster County and back. It's just kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling that I get looking at all those farms, in contrast to what's going on in Pennsylvania, in contrast to what's going on in New York State, where the governor seems to be doing everything that she can to dismantle the farming traditions of New York State. I want to talk about how to get young people. I know you have been focused on that, young people and farming. That we will have as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back with Philip Gruber from Lancaster Farming, the newspaper that covers the farming pursuits of folks. Lots of great classified ads. There's much, anything you find under the sun has to do with farming is there. One of the things that we, I think, ought to discuss is how people are getting or staying in farming, families are staying in farming, or young people are coming into farming. You've written an article touching on this item, and apparently because there's a big readership in New Jersey as well as Pennsylvania, and I know there is up here in New England as well, what's the move in New Jersey to help new beginning farmers, and how have you supported it with your writing and your articles?
Yeah, on September 22nd, the New Jersey Assembly's Ag Committee approved three bills, so they're passing through the legislative process through the Assembly still now. One bill would be a grant program. Beginning farmers would get grants of $15,000 to $50,000, which would cover up to half the cost of their, you know, efforts to expand, diversify, implement various types of practices, developing marketing channels. And so that's one of the things. There's also a beginning farmer loan program that they're looking to implement in New Jersey. And that would be more for the big ticket items, acquiring farmland, buildings, farm equipment. And then there's this interesting idea that they're looking at $2 million to support on-farm internships. So the farms would host the interns and the state would provide some funding to help them, take care of those costs because, you know, it can be very challenging to work an intern and all that learning into when you're trying to do a commercial farm as well.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of how easy it was to get this through, because in New Jersey, especially southern New Jersey, they call it the Garden State, there is great focus on farming. So is there any debate, or is this something that easily is acceptable to people who are in that legislative process?
Well, in the Assembly Agriculture Committee, there was a lot of support for this. I mean, New Jersey, of course, is a very urbanized place.
Yeah.
But New Jersey has also had a lot of support, particularly for farmland preservation. And so going along with farmland preservation, as they were saying in that committee meeting, you can't just preserve the farmland. You have to also help preserve the people who are going to be using that farmland for production.
Sure. Yep. Let's talk about where these people are coming from. That is, the beginning farmers. Are they coming from the farm? Are they coming from other, are they starting fresh? Or do they seem to know what they're getting into?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways to become a beginning farmer. There are certainly that big cohort of people who grew up on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are plain sack, like we talked about. Plenty of them are just other types of background. We also have a lot of young people who didn't grow up on a farm, but somewhere along the way they got interested in food, land, environment, social issues. And a lot of them actually have a college background. Certainly a lot of other on-farm kids do too. We also have a lot of second career retirement farmers. We think about young beginning farmers often as young farmers, people who are just starting out in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a lot of people who maybe they made their money somewhere else, or they just got tired of working an office job, or they're retired.
Hold on to that thought. Let's talk a little bit more about who the new farmer is, if you will, as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden stated during a speech in California that prices and inflation will go up if Republicans take control of Congress after November's midterm elections.
We've got an election in a month. Voters have to decide. Democrats are working to bring down the cost of things and to talk about around the kitchen table, from prescription drugs to health insurance to energy bills and so much more. If Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
His comments come just one day after the Labor Department released updated customer price index figures showing that prices for everyday goods, including groceries, rents, and gasoline, rose 0.4% in September when compared to previous months. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Philip Gruber from Lancaster Farming Newspaper Magazine. I guess it depends on how you define. It's a something in print. You can get to it online as well. LancasterFarming.com. Very informative. They've taken the approach here of helping young people. Well, that's my mistake. I was thinking of young people. You just said something, though, that clarifies it. There are some people, and I, now that you mention it, I'm thinking about some people here in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts who had careers, 30-year career, 35-year career. They may have saved up some money to buy a farm. Some of them know something about farming. Some of them know that they would like to know something about farming. So who's the best bet here? You've certainly, I'm sure, written articles about the future of farming. So the best bet, is it on somebody who's mature, has enough money to do this properly, or is it youngsters? Again, you said something about having their eyes open. Who's open? Whose eyes are open the widest here, Phil?
Well, I think you can make a go of it any of those routes. Certainly, if you're coming in with farming background, that gives you a certain leg up in terms of experience and kind of knowing what to expect. If you're coming in from having made your money in the stock market, well, you have maybe have a little more cushion to fail. But you can still make
it yes.
Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the idea of different people cross-pollinating is good. Sometimes, though, it's dangerous because things happen just because people don't know. Farming is very dangerous. It's very rewarding. But if you don't know how to operate a tractor, if you don't feel comfortable with the equipment that you have to learn how to operate, one of the things that I tell people that work with me, you see a lot of people these days wearing the headsets to protect their ears from the noises of the equipment. But the other side of that is, experience teaches me that if you can't hear what a machine is doing, then you can't tell if something is breaking or is broken until it's too late and a lot more damage is done. So maybe I'm speaking as an old school farmer. I don't want anything to be in the way of what I can see or what I can hear when it comes to operating equipment. But, you know, that's, I don't even know if the schools, the ag schools are teaching that anymore. It just comes to my mind, and I'm sure you've probably written articles about how, you know, how to best protect your equipment when you're using your equipment. Protect yourself, but also the equipment. And so I think that comes from experience. And so that's why I say sometimes the younger kids need the hand of somebody who's older, who has the experience in farming, or maybe anybody that goes into farming needs that experience, needs that teacher. So where are we getting the teachers in the ag schools and the Cornells and the other schools that are, you know, the land-grant colleges like Pennsylvania's got them. It's a Commonwealth state. So where do these people come from that are teaching?
Well, they come from several different backgrounds. I mean, we have, in Pennsylvania, we have two schools that produce ag teachers, Penn State and Delaware Valley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them do have a farming background. A lot of them don't. And, you know, of course, the students they'll be teaching increasingly seem not to have ag background, but many of them still do.
Right. They have stars in their eyes, if you will, because they're conservationists, so they think they're environmentalists. They think that this is the way to conserve. And it is, in a sense, conserving not just a way of life, but we got to do something about our food supply. I'm sure that you also write or talk about this, the food supply. You heard me perhaps as we got started talking about the Chinese ownership of various food production elements in our country. And it's leading down a path that we ought not to be going down, as far as I'm concerned. And so when we're talking about what the future is for American agriculture, we've been the breadbasket of the world for a long time, certainly since World War II. And now, because of population influences, because of health problems, because of the government in various places, whether it's local or state or national, taking away land for production, there's all of that. And plus, I think sometimes people who are coming along, they're as conservative. I don't mean that. I think they're too conservative when it comes to their ideas. They don't want to try stuff. And maybe this is just my thing when I've seen people, you know, they're afraid to get too close to the edge of a riverbank, you know, things like that. We keep talking about, you know, the appropriate way to protect wetlands and riverfronts and all that other stuff. And I think that sometimes it takes its toll. Do you agree with that position?
Well, there certainly is a lot of frustration among some farmers here with environmental stuff. But I think there's also, we're in the Chesapeake Bay watershed here where I live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there is also a lot of appreciation for needing to protect, you know, the Susquehanna River and the other bodies of water that feed into it and that provide drinking water and, of course, contribute to the commercial fishing industry down in the bay. We like our blue crabs as well as our corn.
That's very true. Yes, I get that. The blue crabs in that, in the Delaware Valley. You were talking, I want to go back to the New Jersey thing for a second, because I want to know how influential the Farm Bureau was, National Farmers Union. I happen to belong and talk to people from both. I'm probably more active in the Farm Bureau these days. I used to be more active in the National Farmers Union, but it just seems to have flip-flopped. Do those groups, those people, the members, help in getting things like this bill you were talking about in Jersey passed?
Oh, yeah. The New Jersey Farm Bureau is always involved in these committee meetings and providing the support and the perspective of the farmers there. I think there's been a lot of work that they've done. They've helped support some legislation about deer damage and a lot of other things going on there in New Jersey.
I think that there's, yeah, New Jersey, again, people don't think of it. They think it's silly. When people think of New Jersey, they think of Newark, the smells, the industry and stuff. But I think that southern Jersey has some fabulous farms. It's akin to what you can find in the neighboring state of Pennsylvania. I think they're absolutely fabulous circumstances. We'll continue for a few more minutes with our guest this week, Philip Gruber from Lancaster Farming. We're talking about their help in that legislation to get more farmers into the farming field. But there are other things that Lancaster Farming writes about. It's a really, I think it's a wonderfully, as I said, it's so chock full of stuff, I don't have time to read it. This program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. It's a simple process, it's a non-toxic process, and it's a successful process. 79% have complete and total support. 86% report success in losing weight and keeping it off. And I think that's why it's, for me anyway, that's the way to stay healthy after you've lost the weight, staying healthy, keeping the weight off. It's so hard. People tell me all the time, it's just difficult because go back to our evil ways. You go on a diet and lose the weight. Okay, lost the weight. Let's go back to eating ice cream. And therefore, the problem returns. So go to the website, toploss.com. Check out Calitrin, all of the things that are part and parcel of what's there. It's always available in stock. They never run out. And because there are no recurring purchases required, that's one of the things that makes it popular. You don't have to every month expect a charge to your credit card. You buy as much as you want. As a matter of fact, right now in the fall special, you can buy 90-day supply, 180-day supply, and get an equal amount without having to pay for it. And there's, you know, it's just, it's making sense to so many people all the time who listen to me and listen to others talking about this, get the help they want, get the success that they feel good about. So you do the same thing. Losing weight, then keeping it off. Go to toploss.com. Take my word for it. This program works. It'll be right for you. Toploss.com. Check out using the Doug code. You get free shipping and access to those fall specials. Help yourself at toploss.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back to American Family Farmer guest Phil Gruber. I'm Doug Steffen. He's from Lancaster Farming, newspaper that's covering a lot of things that are for the future. And I sort of alluded to this before. I wonder how you're approaching this in some of your writing and how the newspaper itself editorially is supporting or is trying to deal with foreign ownership of land, the kinds of things that we are being required to think about that are good. The story that I told earlier in the program about these younger kids, quote-unquote, stealing pigs. Well, they didn't really steal them. They're trying to call attention. The problem with that, though, sometimes, as was the case with an ABC News coverage of a farm up in upstate New York a few years ago, there were some things that were done at that farm that were really atrocious. And yet, it wasn't just a story about that farm. It became a pejorative story. Well, this is what farming is like in America. Well, that's not true. So how often do you have to counter, Phil, the information that comes from the sort of popular press so that people understand how it really is, not the way they fantasize about it?
That's come up. It comes up from time to time. One thing I've been reporting on recently is this issue of depopulating chickens for avian influenza. Mm-hmm. And we have one of the methods that's been used this year is ventilation shutdown plus, which is when they basically close up the barn and then turn up the heat pretty high. And it's taken some time to sort of do research and figure out how to do this in the way that causes the minimal amount or tries to minimize the harm to the birds. And overall, you're trying to protect the animal welfare of all of the birds in the poultry industry, even if you have to kill, you know, thousands at one particular infected farm. Mm-hmm. So there's been some dispute and discomfort with this particular method or the versions, various versions of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of trying to, you know, clarify this is being done for a reason. I mean, I certainly want to acknowledge that there are these criticisms of this project as well, as a reporter. But, you know, I also want to clarify that there are these real reasons why this method is being considered.
So in a minute, what about the focus, if you will, on the future? Are we going to be able to provide enough food to sustain our population?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we have a really efficient form of farming here in the U.S., and we're always trying to improve that. There's still ways to get people involved, to attract people, mm-hmm. Get those skills. It's all it's still there. We're still here.
Good to know. Philip, thank you very much. Go again to check this out, Lancaster Farming LancasterFarming.com, the Lancaster Farming newspaper. Lots of information about conventional farming, new farming. You can buy lots of used farm machinery there in the classified ads, so check it out. Mr. Gruber, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's
877-878-4203. 53 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my comment section, starting with something I came across on the Farming Community Network, a definition of farming. Next time you're with a farmer, the suggestion is say thanks. Modern farmers are feeling increasingly unappreciated and isolated. And this, by the way, comes from someone who was listening to the program last week when we were talking about suicide among farmers. If you haven't heard that, you can go to the podcast, American Family Farmer Show podcast, available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. There's the most recent one. I had a conversation with a guy named Doug Kerrigan, who's head of Kerrigan Farms, family-owned for 120 years. He's got a lot of people that come visit his farm every year. He had some great tips on how to prosper using various techniques, growing and inviting people to come in, et cetera, et cetera. So you might want to get some tips. All of the American Family Farmer shows are in the archives, and you're all welcome to listen to them because the program is basically aimed at helping you come up with ideas to make your farm more successful. All the American Family Farmer Show podcasts are available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So from the discussion of the suicide came this note that was sent to me, understanding, obviously, this person, what I was talking about, lonely farming, lonely farmers feeling unappreciated, isolated. Farming is an absolute essential industry. The energy farmers have, working long hours, dealing with hardships. Farmers would benefit immensely from a little more appreciation. So I say that to you as you go visit this time of year. There are a lot of haunted houses on farms and pumpkin time. People at the end of the harvest season celebrating. I know in my area, the two farms that do that, mine and another fellow up the street, getting mobbed this time of year with people who want to, in my case, want to come see the animals before we close for the season. And remember, and then when we open the season, who's going to be new? Or how have the animals grown? That kind of stuff. So I underscore the fact that we have a lot of people who are interested in what's going on the farm, and it's cool. Now, the question of your awareness or the awareness of your customers around the problems of food waste. Earlier I was talking about this farm that had a problem with human waste. There are also other things that come out of that discussion, including a focus on food that has best used by or best before. And the question comes whether you keep the food or you toss it. I don't throw it away. I use it, even if it's out. My daughter thinks I'm crazy, but I don't find if you cook whatever it is, you know, if there's a problem. And I found that most of this stuff is done by the manufacturers. They've used these labels to estimate peak freshness, but it is basically a way for them to put fear into you thinking that food has perished, especially when it comes to meat and dairy. So best used before, best bought before labels don't have really anything to do with safety, I don't think. I think that they have to do with producing more product and selling more product. And if you read these dates and assume that the food is no good after that, with milk, it's different. Maybe some of the things that are perishable, like a mayonnaise in them, that sort of thing. Yeah, I buy that. But there's a lot of stuff that you can cook and have nutrition in it still. There's a bit of information on also collecting imperfect foods that's tied into this. You have things that you grow that may not be fabulous, and they may not look fabulous, but they still have the same nutritional value. So do like the Europeans do. We have a stupid, in this country, we are just stupid when it comes to our, you know, you've got food that's wasting, being thrown away. Meanwhile, the homeless can't get it in Los Angeles and New York because they got to make sure that it's okay. What are you talking about? It's craziness, isn't it? It's nuts. A lot of food is wasted, and so it goes beyond just the keep it or toss it question. It comes down to the reason food gets wasted. There's a whole lot of it, and we ought to be talking more about this. So I'll put my attention to this and do a program on it in the future, in the near future. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are my thoughts. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.